Okay, this is our first shir on the topic of Achila Gasa. So let's start off by reading the Gemara inside, because it's actually important, as it always is, to read everything inside. So you don't mind starting off. Starting with the Memra of Amar Reish Lakish, towards the bottom of Pei Amid Beis.
Okay, so
Amar
Reish Lakish also Achila Gasa and Gemara, Otter.
Exactly. There's definitely no bittul inui, because if anything, you're being ma'ana, you're being a mazik yourself. So again, in line with what we've developed, anymore, the Gemara doesn't quote a pasuk of achila, because there is no pasuk. So we're going to have to see from the Farshim, again, in terms of what the nature of the tour is. Does it relate to a lack of a Ma'is Achila or not? But again, noteworthy, you know,
sort of like a
Ba'ai
from the
Marinella.
Sort of like a Ba'ai.
So we're going to get there. I guess you didn't get there.
That he thought of that because he didn't see
the covets, yeah. So the last of the Makoros was the covets Aris, which is going to tie this discussion to Ramahoga's Abayro. The covets Aris. Barsh Kimata. Okay, so moving on. Yeah, one more memra.
When
there's a ma'aseh achila, exactly. So already in the Gemara, it's fascinating that while in the context of Yom Kippur, right, there's no reference to achila, right, the next memra of Reish Lakish, in the context of Truma, specifically Chumash, right, the Gemara, the drasha seems to relate to achila. So it's interesting, and we're going to get to this as we go along, but like different mafarshim take this in different ways. So either you're going to say, oh, look, you know, you focus on the contrast, or you try to equate them. So either you're going to say, look, right, by Truma, the Gemara focuses on Achila. Right, that highlights the fact that Yom Kippur, there's no focus on Ma'is Achila. That's one way to take it. One way some people are going to take it. The other way people say, no, you see from Truma that Achila Gasa is about the lack of Ma'is Achila, so carry that over to Yom Kippur. So again, already in the, you know, in the Shachbataria, already in, you know, in the presentation of the Gemara, right, the smichus, right, the juxtaposition between, you know, the memra of Yom Kippur next to the, you know, memra, in the parallel memra of Achila Gasa in the context of Truma, already, you know, according to some, is indicating that either that the focus is Achila, Ma'is Achila, or specifically that it's not. But we'll get back to that when we discuss Yerushalayim. It's just important to note already from the Gemara itself, if you view it, the two memras as a contrast with each other, or if you view them as, you know, one shedding light on the other, that will have, you know, implications already from the Gemara itself. So now we'll just try to analyze the sugya. The first issue that we have to, you know, deal with, which is the basic question that all, you know, that basically all the Mefarshim implicitly, you know, contend with, is what is the case of Achila Gasa in Yom Kippur? What's the implicit issue that they have to contend with? Exactly, right. So normally Achila Gasa, why are you full? Because you ate. So generally, you know, b'chol Torah kula, you know, there's an isser to eat a certain food. So you can say, you know, in the case of Achila Gasa, when you eat that food, Achila Gasa is that you got filled up on the mutter foods. And by the time you got to the usher food, you know, it was Achila Gasa. But on Yom Kippur, where it's not that a specific type of food is usher, everything is usher, so right when you eat the first time, you know, you're not Achila Gasa yet, so by the time you get to the state of Achila Gasa, you're already over, you know, the inoy. So that's the basic question, what some, you know, most Rishonim have implicitly, they don't spell it out, but that's really the question that most Rishonim are trying to deal with. So what are the different, you know, answers to that question? Exactly. So let's just read that inside. And through a mask of Achila Kasa. So we'll get back to the formulation at the end. That's an important formulation of how Rashi understands the gather of Gasa. But for now, the point is at the first answer presented by Mefarshim, first, you know, first one being Rashi, and you also have this, right, there's a whole list of Mefarshim. This is Rashi's answer. This is the answer of the Rash, quoted by the Beis Yosef, right? This is Beis Yosef in Tuf Resh Yud Beis Vav. Right, so it's the Rashi, it's the Rash, it's the Magen Mishnah on the Rambam, which would be Zion. And the Tur in Tuf Resh Yud Beis. So again, you have Rashi, the Rash, the Magen Mishnah, and the Tur, all saying this answer, that the case of Achila Gasa on Yom Kippur is where you got full based on your eating before Yom Kippur, namely the Sudam, I guess, right, the meal which is close, right, close to Yom Kippur. Therefore, you're full based on your eating the Heter before Yom Kippur. And then come Yom Kippur, the Achila Gasa that we're talking about is the Achila that you perform at the beginning of Yom Kippur when you're still full from the Suda Hamatzakis. So that's the first approach. Again, it's a technical answer that, you know, you're full. You're full in a way, you know, even though you haven't been over Yom Kippur yet, because your eating was beheter on Erev Yom Kippur. Yeah, Aaron?
Yeah, so in the Beis Yosef that we saw, it's like the Rosh, and then it, like, or the Rosh.
Rosh, yeah.
And then it had Rashi in parentheses. So are those, is...
I thought it was referring to
a separate...
The Rosh, as in, like, Rabbeinu Shimshon, the Rosh Mishans.
So it was
like the Rashi also went
yeah,
that way?
Yeah, could okay. be. I'm going to try to look at this now. Second. I have Maharash Piresh.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's in mine. Could be the name different yourselves. But yeah. So, but either way. Rishon, nonetheless.
Yeah.
So, right, a bunch of Mefarshim again taking this first technical approach that the, you know, the case is where you ate, you got filled up on Erev Yom Kippur. So, what's the other seemingly technical answer, which we're going to suggest might have, you know, certain, you know, important implications? What's the other answer as to how you come to a state of Achila Gasa, based off of the Heter? Any other suggestions in the Rishonah? Similar, exactly. You eat, ochlim she'inim ru'iyim la'achila. So a little different. Again, we're going to see that distinction has become important. But basically, right, the second, you know, similarly technical answer in the Rishonim, again, this is quoted by, first, it's quoted clearly by the Kolbo, or the Kolbo in the Beis Yosef, says the idea is that, you know, how do you get to a state of achila gasa heter? Is that if you eat, you know, foods which are not ru'iyim la'achila, right, foods which are not ru'iyim la'achila, we're going to see if I can get to this sugya, but that's a sugya on Pei Aleph. On the base, or basically, that's a tour on Yom Kippur as well, right? For, you know, Ochlem She'inim Ru'im La'achila. So therefore, the cases where you got filled up through those, Ochlem She'inim Ru'im La'achila, and then once you're full because of that, then you eat a regular food, but because you're already in the state of Achila Gasa, you're going to be Pater, even though you're eating a regular food. So that is suggested by the Kolbo, quoted in that same Beis Yosef. Then you also, anybody has the, anybody bring the Rama? Okay. So actually, this one needs the Frank Rama. I should have told you to see this. But basically, we're going to see that the two, you know, Mifarshei HaRambam, who also think that the Rambam is dealing with such a case. Right, so actually, it's Lashitoso. If you look at the Shinuye Nischos in the Frank Rambam, they quote that the Kolbo, right, convenient for the Kolbo, has an alternative Girsa, that basically has the same shot in the Rambam. At the same case, right, he has this alternative gears, I'll read it right now, where the Kolbo's gears in the Rambam is also sets up the case as follows, where the way you got to, the way the person, you know, basically got to the state of Achila Gasa is through eating Ochlim She'inim Ru'iyim La'achila. So he's, right, the Shinuyei Nischos in the Franklin Rambam basically quotes the following gears of the Kolbo. It says, Haya Saveya Me'achila Gasa, Kigon sha'achol ochlim she'inam ru'uyim la'achila. Right? You got to that state of achila gasa through eating foods she'inam ru'uyim la'achila, and then ba'acharkach achol ochlim ru'uyim, and then you finally got to an ochol which is, you know, in a vacuum, ru'uyim la'achila, but because you're already a state of achila gasa, you're going to be fatter. So again, the Kolbo's Girsa and the Rambam also aligns with the second idea. And furthermore, also Rabbeinu Manoah. Okay, when Rabbeinu Manoah is explaining Pshat in the Rambam, again, also implicitly you know, addressing this question of what's the case of a filigasa, he's medayik in the Rambam. Again, he has argued so, but he points out that the Rambam's lashon of right hayasaveya me'achila gasa sha'achol, right sha'achol ad shekatz b'mizono. So he thinks the, you know, the description of sha'achol is referring to on Yom Kippur itself. Right, he says the Pasha Pshat of the Rambam, when we even point to Arg Yirsa, where he says that, you know, you eat until you are full, it sounds like you were eating on Yom Kippur, just like the entire halakha is speaking about Yom Kippur. So he says, how can you have a case where you ate on Yom Kippur that you got to the state of Achilat Gasa, but there must be a case of Oklim She'inam Ru'uyim La'achil. So in short, you have the Kolbo himself, and you have the Rambam, as explained by both the Kolbo and Rabbi Amanoch, setting up this as the case of Achilat Gasa. Yeah. Oh, interesting. Yeah, interesting. No one says that. But that's interesting.
I know we touched on this in the earlier share, but can't you also say that you need to serve and it's time for that?
Uh-huh.
That last little bit.
Yeah, so it's interesting. I actually think they referenced this case when the Aruch Lener and the Sfas Emes were discussing that issue about whether you continually chayev. I believe they referenced this case. I think the... I think this is MS, who says, I forget exactly the context. If you look back, this would seemingly be a riot. The fact that no Rishonim say that the case, that would seemingly be a riot that you only find it once. So if you go back to the Dara Kulinar and the Svas MS, they actually reference this case of Logasa and trying to figure out. I'm forgetting at the moment in which direction it's in. That's a good point. I think it was Mahogas. Meaning, I think the Sfas Emes says you're a chayiv, and Aruch Lener says you're only chayiv if it's a chil and shtir. Because you're showing something really different. But, yeah. But now, fine. So at first glance, it seems like you have two different technical answers, and sort of just like setting up the tzir. What's the case, right? It was the case where you ate a heter because you ate an Erev Yom Kippur, or you ate a heter because you ate Ochlem She'inim Ru'uyam La'achila. That's what it seems like. But basically, on the second, right, on the Kolbo and the Rambam, right? They who understand the case that you got filled up through Oklahoma, Sheinim, Ruyim, Achila. So the question that can be raised is, like, why do they set up the case as such? Like, it seems a little weird. I mean, it seems a little wacky case that you specifically got full on these, you know, eating foods which are not Ruyim, Achila, and then by the time you got full, you ate the food which is Royal Achila. So the question could be raised, why didn't they simply give the Rashi's case, the case of where you got full during the Sudas HaMasechus. Again, it doesn't seem like they could argue on that case, right? I don't think anybody could argue that that's the case of where you got full during the Sudas, through eating in the Sudas HaMasechus, would also generate, you know, a Tzura B'Achilat Gasa, you know, come the beginning of Yom Kippur. So the question could be raised, once they presumably agree to that case, so why do they give this more far-fetched case of specifically eating on Yom Kippur? Ochlem She'inim Ru'uyim La'achila seems to be a far-fetched case. That's the question that could be raised. So Ravina Manoach himself basically answers his question, again in a technical fashion, by saying, in a Hanami, the Rambam would agree, right, to the case of Achilat Gasa where you got filled up through eating at the Masuda Masakis. But the Rambam just wanted to give a case where you even got filled up the Heter on Yom Kippur itself. So that's the way Ravina Manoach answered this question. So again, in a Hanami, the Rambam could have given the case of Sudam HaMasechus, but he wants to give like a bigger chiddush in the sense that there can even be a tzir, there can even be a case of Achilat Gasa where you have the eating, the heter, on Yom Kippur. Yeah, that's the first answer that Rabbeinu Manoach suggests. I would like to suggest a second answer, which I think has conceptual implications as well. And that is that I don't think it's a coincidence that the same Mefarshim who offered the second answer, namely the Kolbo and the Rambam, right, the same Kolbo and Rambam who basically say that the tzir, that the case is such where you got filled up on Ochlem She'inim Ru'uyim La'achila, that they are the same Rishonim who formulate, you know, the nature of the Ptur of Achilat Gasa, which I'll get to next, but they're both the ones who formulate the nature of the Ptur of Achilat Gasa, the question of, so why aren't you Chayev for Achilat Gasa? They both formulated as a p'tur of Ochlem She'inim Ru'uyim La'achila. If you look very closely at both the Rambam's Lashon and the Kolbo's Lashon, they both say, why are you p'tur for Achilat Gasa? Because eating achila gas is just like eating foods which are inner ruyim lachi. And we'll see the lashon in a second. But once you say that, it could be that the reason why they set up the case as such is to highlight that that's the nature of the tour. Basically, they set up a case where you start eating ochlam she'inim ruyim lachila, and then you transition to an ochel which seems to be ruyim lachila, but because you eat that last ochel, which is ruyim lachila, in a state of achila gasa, so it's as if you eat that last achila, it's as if you eat that last food, which was an ochel she'inim ruyim, which is an ochel which is in a ruyim lachila. So in short, it's possible to suggest that the Kobo and the Rambam specifically set up this case to highlight that, you know, that just basically to highlight that the nature of the tour of achila gasa is that achila gasa turns any food which is roi lachila into a food which is ina roi lachila, and therefore by setting up the case, it's basically setting up that the patur in the entire case is all based on one patur of ochlem she'inam roi lachila. At first, right, you're eating actual foods which are inam roi lachila, and then even when you have the achila gasa of an ochel which in a vacuum is roi lachila, the fact that you're eating it in the state of achila gasa turns it to a food which is ina roi lachila. So now let's just see the Lashonos of both the Kobo and the Rambam, where you see that they are really, you know, formulating the nature of the Torah of Achila Gasa in these terms. So anybody, have you found them open? This one's on. It's the Rambam in Beis Zayin, Shvisos Foster. I could read it also. Basically, I saw it inside. Basically, he says, right, he formulates the Ptur Achila Gasa as follows. Right, he sets up the case, Hayasaveya me Achila Gasa, you're already full from your eating. Sha'achol at Shakats the Mizono until you become very disgusted by the food. Va'achol yester al Svado, and you continue to eat. Pater, what's the next line? Kimi Sha'achol Ochlin She'inam Ru'uyim La'achim. So again, the Rambam formulates the nature of the Ptur of Achila Gasa by comparing it to, it's as if you just ate Ochlem She'inam Ruyim Lachila. So again, when justifying the Ptur of Achila Gasa, he says, Pater, Kimi Sha'achol Ochlem She'inam Ruyim Lachila. So perhaps, again, the same Rambam who formulates the Ptur of Achila Gasa as Inam Ruyim Lachila, it's perhaps not a coincidence that the Rambam, as explained by the Rabbi Manoach and the Kobo, is formulates the cases of being one where the setup, or the backdrop to the Achila Gasa was also Ochlem She'inam Ruyim Lachila, which is basically the Rambam's way of highlighting that, basically don't get confused, the nature of the two at hand is this idea of Ochel She'inam Ruyim Lachila. And we'll get back to probably either at the end of today's shiur or probably tomorrow morning in terms of what does that mean? You know, if Achila Gasa since you didn't gather, right, that you were in a state of being like filled, like already Saveya, so how does that compare to the Ptur for an Ochel She'inam Ruyim Lachila, which seems to be very much focused on the Chetza? So we'll get back to that. Well, because the Rambam says that. I mean, any approach he has to, you know, conform to the Rambam, who explicitly, you know, formulates the nature of the Torah of Achila Gasa, at least by Yom Kippur, as being related to the Torah of Ochel She'inam Ruyim Lachila. I'm just saying that once you have that perspective, doesn't mean you have to set up the case where, you know, you got full due to Ochel She'inam Ruyim Lachila. But once it's your perspective, it's no longer dafka to do so. Because once this is the nature of your tour of Achila Gasa, so then to set up the case of being a case of Ochlem She'inam Ruyim Lachila, then it just becomes, you know, it makes sense, because that just relates to the tour of Achila Gasa. So, and also, if you look carefully at the Kolbo's Lashon, you probably don't have it in front of you, the Kolbo quoted by the Beis Yosef, he too, again, when he sets up this as the case, he formulates the tour of Achila Gasa as being a tour of, you know, it's if you eat Ochel She'inam Ruyim Lachila. So just read the Kolbo inside. Kobo says, Hayasaveya me achila gasa. Again, you were full from the achila gasa. Again, because you eat food which is not ru'im la'achila. And even though afterwards you ate foods which are ru'im la'achila, pater, because afa pisha ze ro'i l'ro'i, even though that last food would be roi for someone who is still hungry. Eino roi lemi shesavea bizen. For someone in this state of being full, it's considered an ochel, which is inam roi l'achil. So again, just like the Rambam formulates the Torah of Achila Gaza in terms of inam roi l'achila, so too the Kolbo as well. And again, what I think works out well nicely that there are the two, you know, Mefarshim, who set up the cases of inam roi l'achila to connect it and to highlight that conceptually the nature of the Torah of Achila Gaza is inam roi l'achila.
Doesn't the Torah also put them very close together?
I
don't remember if he explained what the case is of Achila Gaza, though.
Yeah, let's just... Yeah, what was that again? I don't know if he says really much at all. Oh, you're right. He does. And he's saying he puts the halachos next to each other. Yeah, exactly.
But so does he explain what the case of Achila Gaza is?
Yeah, he's very awesome. So.
But it's set with...
The smichus could, you know, could highlight that the Torah also agree. And we'll see there are other mafarshim who also take this approach, that the nature of the Torah of Achila Gaza is one of Einam Roi L'Achila. That's a good point to keep in mind that the Torah puts that together. Fine. Okay, so far we basically discussed like what the case was. Mostly a technical issue, but we're pointing out at the end it could be that it also relates to the more conceptual, you know, aspects of the sugya as well. So once we mentioned that, let's now go on to the more, you know, or yesodistic aspect of this topic, and which is, what is the gedder of Achila Gaza in the context of Yom Kippur? Right, as we're going to see, that there are different levels, different types of Achila Gaza. So when the Gemara, right, invokes the Torah of Achila Gaza of Yom Kippur, what type of Achila Gaza are we discussing? So we're going to see that there are two basic approaches in the Mefarshim in terms of what is the case, what type of Achila, I mean, what is the gedder of the Achila Gaza that we're discussing? So the first approach is that, you know, you're so full that the eating is even a tsa'ar to the person. So basically, the person is mitsta'ar ta'achila. Again, that's going to be the first approach, that you're full to the extent that, you know, the continual eating is basically is mitsta'ar the person. We're going to see this in contrast, just to highlight, you know, sometimes it's good to know the contrast, to appreciate what we're trying to do in the diet. This is in contrast to the second approach, which we'll see, which basically says that, no, it's that Achila Gaza by Yom Kippur is even in a case where there's no hana from the Achila. So even though it's not to the level where it's mitzayer for the person, but according to the second approach, as long as there is no like positive benefit, you know, to Achila, that is also within the gedder of Achila Gaza for Yom Kippur. So again, the first approach is that it's only when it's the extent of mitzayer. The second approach is that you don't need that the level of mitzayer as long as there's no hana in the achila, that suffices. So now let's just document both these approaches, and you can probably tell, you know, which approach you take is going to have a big impact in terms of the nature of the patur at hand. So the first approach, I would say, is more normative. The normative approach is that, you know, the achila gasa that which we speak of in the context of Yom Kippur is similarly like the achila gasa b'chol tara kula, that there is tsar associated with the achila. So let's see these rishonim inside. So the first one, earliest rishonim says this, is Rabbeinu Chanano on the spot. So if anybody sees, Rabbeinu Chanano in my version, it's the last line, but starts with the word aval achol achila gasa. You go for it. Okay, so we're going to get back to that last formulation later, this idea that the achila is defined in achila anyway, which might be a significant formulation, but for now we'll hold off on that. But for now we're just focusing on the ratio in the beginning of the Raf, where it's clearly, where he formulates the achila gansa as one of mitzvah. So the Raf is the first one who seems to accept this approach. Then the second group of Rishonim who accept this are the Balei Tosfos, right? And a number of Balei Tosfos are basically, you know, say similar things. The reason why I put them on because there are some nuances which we're going to discuss soon. But for the following purposes, you know, the following Balei Tosfos all seem to accept this approach. You're going to have the Tosfos Yishanim, which we'll read in just a moment, the Tosfos Arash, and, you know, Rabbeinu Tam quoted in Tosfos Psachim. So again, you have the Tosfos Yishanim on the spot, Tosfos Rush on the spot, and the Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in Tosas Pesachim, Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, basically all seem to also accept this approach that the Achila Gasa, or the type of Achila Gasa discussed in our Gemara, the one that's subject to the Ptur and Yom Kippur, is the type where it's mitzvah. So let's just see this inside because it's an important point. That basically, this is where the Bali Tosas famously say that there are two levels of Achila Gasa, and they're going to say the level one, which is where you know it's even, you know, it's dire, that's the one we're discussing in our sugya. So if you don't mind reading for now, just stick to the Tosas Yishanim, and this is, for our purposes, this is basically what the Tosas Arash and Rabbeinu Tam said. See, exactly. Ho'ochel achil agasim. Yeah.
One person ate it and one person ate it from the
Yeah, so which one applies to our Gemara and which one applies to the Gemara Nazir?
So,
exactly. Right, so it seems clear from the... again, doesn't spell that out explicitly, but from the question, it seems like he's trying to, you know... All right, the question is like, what do you mean? It seems like from the Gemara Nazir that Achila Gasa is an Achila. Implication being, what do you mean? From our Gemara, it seems like it's not Achila. She says, no, our Gemara is discussing the higher level, you know, Achila Gasa, one which entails the cuts, you know, Lechol, this idea of tzar. So again, it's clear from all these Bali Tosfos, the way they set up these two levels of Achila Gasa, that the higher level of tzar, cuts, Lechol, is that which, you know, is Magdir, the Achila Gasa, in our Gemara, the Achila Gasa of Yom Kippur. So again, clear from the Rach and all these Bali Tosfos that the Achila Gasa of Yom Kippur is this higher level Achila Gasa, which is even Mitzvah.
If you flip it around, though, and you see that this one's talking about the lower level on the farm,
correct, but the problem is that the way the first shot is reading the Gemara is that you were yotzi the mitzvah there. That even though you're in the state of Achil Gasa, although you didn't do a mitzvah in a mufchar, you still were yotzi the mitzvah. So according to the read, you have to say that the type of Achil Gasa which applies in the Gemara Nazir is the lower level one, which is... Okay, he's like a completely different read. He's a completely different read of the Gemara, where it's not saying that, you know, you're yotzei the mitzvah, it's that you're, you know, you meant your kavanah was to be yotzei the mitzvah. But according to the first, right, the first day, I'm sure, I think it's the pashtra on the Gemara, that you're saying, you know, you weren't yotzei the mitzvah in a mukhar, but you were still yotzei the mitzvah, that you're forced to saying the keys of a filigasa, the type of a filigasa, there is the lower level of filigasa, where it's not, you know, it's not tzar. Perhaps you're not getting so much hana out of it, but it's not actually tzar. Fine. So just, you know, two more, you know, Rishonim who clearly, you know, formulate, you know, the Achila Gasa of Yom Kippur in terms of tzar is number, and like the third Rishon is the Rambam. And the Rambam that we've been quoting in Beis Zion in Hilchos Shavuos Aser, basically as we read before, he says Hayosaveya me Achila Gasa sha'achal ad shekatz b'mizona. Again, you eat until you're like disgusted by the food. Again, using this lashon of katz, of tzar, to highlight that the gather of a filigasa of Yom Kippur is this higher level of tzar. And similarly, the Meiri, which I don't know if you guys get the Meiri yet? No? Okay, so this is, it might be important for later, is the Meiri on Peyam and Beis, Dibur Maslo Kishem, again, also formulates a filigasa in this manner. I'll just read, you know, the relevant section right now. He says, Ela sha'achlam achilagasa, ushelo lehana. Again, if you stop there, it sounds like, oh, you just didn't get hana. But he says, ushelo lehana, ba'adaraba, not only is there no hana, but it's the opposite issue, hukatzba, you're disgusted by it, umazek is lo, and it's even mazik, you know, the person, and therefore putter. So again, the Meiri, in line with the Rambam, in line with the Bali Tosos, along with the Rach, are all basically taking this normative approach that the Geder of Achila Gasa here is focused on, you know, that there's actual tzar. It's like, mamash, you're disgusted. It's not just cuts, you know, be'achila. So before we, you know, present like three different understandings within this first approach of, okay, once, you know, once it's mitzar be'achila, so what's the nature of the p'tur, like the first just contrast this first approach with the second approach, which think that it's not that you're mitzayer be'achila, but rather that you're just, you don't get hana. So this is, there are others, but just for now, Rashi seems to take this approach. If you, actually, back to Yehuda, this is what you read before, if you go back to that Rashi Achila Gasa, Rashi seems to, at the end, we'll see in these, Rashi Dimasla Achila Gasa, and Rashi Dimasla Pragmazi, again, seems to formulate together of a filagasa, not in terms of it, you know, being mitzayer, or, you know, being mitzayer of the person, being cuts, rather that it, there just is no hana. Seems to be a lower level of a filagasa. Do you read a Yirumasal filagasa again, if you mind?
Yeah.
Okay, so? So again, so right at the beginning, that was just the case we discussed before. And here, when he formulates, what is the geder of achila gasa? He says, achila gasa haisa ushelo lehana. The only way he seems to formulate, which seems to be magdir achila gasa in this Rashi, is that there's no hana. But not that it's mitzayer the person, but that it's just, there's no positive hana, no positive tanya. And we'll see, you know, the bath is going to be dying like this as well. We'll get to that next time. And also, the next Rashi is very important. This is a loaded Rashi. Right, Pratla Mazik Lizeh. Again, it's very important that it's Mazik the person. And it has explained why is it Mazik the person. Right? She'enu mevatel mimenu shum inui al yidei achilazu. It's very important. Meaning that, not that it was Mazik because it's Mitzayer, it was, you know, it was detrimental to the person, but Mazik in the sense that he did not, it wasn't mevatel inui al yidei achilazu, meaning he didn't derive any positive benefit from it. He didn't derive any tainug, any hana from the achilazu. So again, Rashi Lishitasa in both these places seems to define achilagasa as just the lack of hana, slash, by the lack, and thereby the lack of bitul inui. Because, right, you don't get hana, therefore you were not mevatel the mitzvah of the inisimus natural sefer. So again, both these places, Rashi and others, we'll see next time, also say this idea, but again, seem to be adopting the second approach, that the folk of the geder of achila gasa is not on it being the tzair of the person, but rather just the lack of hana. Now, even that lower level of achila gasa suffices specifically, perhaps, for the realm of Yom Kippur, where the din is related to Yisuvei Daita. What would that have to that point? So, hands? Okay, so that was just the contrast. The first approach, the second approach, we'll develop the second approach more tomorrow morning. So now getting back to the first approach, basically the first approach, which is that the level of achila gasa here is one where it generates tsar for the person. So we're going to see that there are three different versions of, you know, what the nature of the tour is, right? According to this first approach, that the, you know, the gather of achila gasa is one of tsar, that's the tsar of the person. So what is the nature of the tour achila gasa? And we're going to see three different versions. We'll call it 1A, 1B, and 1C, just to keep everything organized. So the first version, we'll call it 1A, is that the nature of the p'tur achila gasa is that when you eat, you know, in such a state of achila gasa, that the achila is lo shmei achila. Right? The achila is not defined as a Maisa Achila. So before we even document this, right, if we find that Rishonim are accepting this chat, that the basis of the Torah of Achila Gasa is a lack of a Maisa Achila, right, even in the context of Yom Kippur, so that indicates that they think that part of the gather of the Inu Shel Achila for Yom Kippur is a Maisa Achila, right? If you were an approach to a person, that the lone koveya for Inu Shel Achila was Yusuve Daite, so then you would never be able to explain the Torah of Achila Gasa based on the lack of Maisa Achila, because what Maisa Achila is there to speak of? So the following Rishonim, Mefarshim, who basically adopt this approach that the call 1A, that the nature of the Torah of Achila Gasa is focused on the lack of a Maisa Achila, so these Mefarshim either accept approach 1, that Maisa Achila is the only Koveya for Inoy Shel Achila for Yom Kippur, or at least 2B, that you need both a Maisa Achila and Yusuf Edaite, such that it would make sense within either of those approaches, either 1 or 2B, to say that the Torah of Achila Gasa is that you don't have that formal Maisa Achila, which plays a role for Inoy Shel Achila according to these two approaches. Yeah.
I guess I'm sort of confused how that's like directly sort of impacted by the 1, 2A, and 2B focus. This is more directed by like how they view Achila Gasa.
So I would say as follows, because let's say I would tell you, it's an excellent question, a good methodological question. Let's say I present to you the following Hanach, that everyone agrees that Achila Gasa, the Chol Torah Kula, is a Ptur which relates to the lack of Maisa Achila. Everyone agrees to that. So now the question is, when you find the Ptur of Achila Gasa in the context of Yom Kippur, so some Rishonim are saying, yeah, this is the same tour as you find in Kol Torah Kula. Now others are saying, no, wait a second, this is different. Don't focus on Maisa Achila like you find in Kol Torah Kula, but rather focus on something else, Yusuve Daite. So, you hear what I'm saying? So really, it seems like everyone agrees, and we'll see some Gemaras, which make it very clear that Kol Torah Kula, Achila Gasa, is a lack of a Maisa Achila. And therefore, the fact that some carry that over to Yom Kippur while others don't seems to be more of a machlokes and how they're understanding the nature of Inui Shel Achila of Yom Kippur, whether that entails a Maisa Achila such that you can just understand Achila Gasa by Yom Kippur as being synonymous with Achila Gasa Chol Torah Kula. Or if you think that, Inui Shel Achila for Yom Kippur is unique, is only based on Yusuve Daite, and there's no role for a Maisa Achila, and therefore that's going to force them to learn it. That's a great question. That's why, it's always important in the context, when you're ever trying to like do a sigil like this, you're trying to kind of figure out whether, the application of a certain din is unique, let's say, to Yom Kippur. It's always very important to analyze the application of that patur of Chol Torah Kula, because only with that contrast can you fully appreciate. That's what we've been doing whenever, the Achilas Pras, Achila Gasa, Hanaz Me'ayim, Hanaz Grono, all these dinim, we're always trying to focus on first, how does it play out the Chol Torah Kula, and then compare it to Yom Kippur, because only through that, contrast can you really fully appreciate whether Yom Kippur is unique. Huh?
I agree.
Oh, you were fine. I was blown away by these questions, so I forgot the questions. Okay, right, so according to this so-called approach 1A, is that the nature of the Ptur is the lack of a Maisa Achila. So we're going to find that a number of Mefarshim accept this, this understanding of the nature of Torah Achila Gasa by Yom Kippur. So the first one who says it the most explicitly is Rabbeinu Tam in Tosas Pesachim, and this is why I had you see this as well. If you go back, Rabbeinu Tam, mostly in contrast to Tosas Yishanim and Tosas Rosh, where it's implicit, not explicit, but Rabbeinu Tam there basically explicitly states, he very explicitly references the Torah of Achila Gasa in the context of Yom Kippur, and says that is based on the lack of a Maisa Achila. So right there, in Tosas Pesachim Kavzayin Amabes, Dira Maskel, I think Dilma, right? Tosas says in Dira Maskel, Dilma Asi Lemechel Achila Gasa, right? You might, lest you come to eat Achila Gasa. Tosas starts, Ve'ina Achila, and Achila Gasa is not defined as an Achila. Kedamrina Beperek Basra, Diyoma, Ha'ocha Achila Gasa, Biyoma Kippurim Pater. So Rabbeinu Tam there in Pesachim Kavzayin Amabes, explicitly states, right, explicitly understands that the nature of the Torah Achila Gasa by Yom Kippur is based on the lack of a Maisa achilu. So there you have explicitly in Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam understanding the Tur b'achilu gasa by Yom Kippur relating to the lack of a maisa achilu. So now moving on to the Tosfos Yeshanim and the Tosfos Rush, who again seem to also accept this approach, but they don't explicate this. It's really more implicit. Yeah. So Eitan, as read before, remember, if you go back, let's reread the question. Remember, it's very important that, right, you have a Gemara here with a Ptur. And then they basically, Tosfos Yeshanim and Tosfos Rush basically say, oh, our Gemara seems to be soser the Gemara in Nazir. And then they're going to say, oh, because we learn from the Gemara in Nazir. Let's say, actually, if you go back to the Lashon of the Tosfos Yeshanim, go back, see, after he quotes the Gemara, he says, Alma, see the last couple lines, after he quotes, like, after he says, Mitzvah Mia Abed, he says, Alma, Achila, Dasa, Shma, Achila. Right, so that's his question, right? He says, the Gemara Nazir is Soser our Gemara, because the Gemara Nazir implies that Achila Gasa, Shma, Achila. So what's implicit from that question? How does he understand our Gemara? It's not Achila, right? The only way, you know, the Gemara Nazir, and the upshot of which is, you know, Achila Gasa, Shma, Achila, the only way for that to be a Slira to our Gemara is if he understands our Gemara as saying Achila Gasa is Pater Yom Kippur because Lo Shmei Achila. So if our Gemara is understood as saying Lo Shmei Achila, so then that's Sosir, the Gemara Nazir, which implies Achila Gasa, Shmei Achila. So again, he doesn't explicitly state this, right? It's the same as Tosfos Yeshanim and Tosfos Rush. They don't explicitly say, or state like Rabbi Tam, that Achila Gasa Yom Kippur is Pater because Lo Shmei Achila, but implicit by asking the question from Nazir, which implies Shema Achila, the strong implication is that they understand that our Gemara, the Ptur of Achila Gasa of Yom Kippur, is based on it being Lo Shmei Achila. So again, you have all these Bali Tosas, Rabbeinu Tam, Tosfos Yeshanim, and the Tosfos Rush, importantly understanding that the nature of the Ptur for Yom Kippur is based on lack of Maisa Achila. The next Mefarish who seems to adopt this approach is the Mishnah Mouth. Anybody have the chance to see the Mishnah Mouth inside? No? See it? What? What? Yes, I don't have. Does anybody remember what the, you know, the context of the Mishnah Mouth? Like what the Mishnah Mouth discussion is? Right, he's trying to. I'll start you up. Right, he's trying to understand whether the Ptur... Oh, yeah. Okay, great. Actually, maybe we have some time, so maybe we'll read some of the inside. The Mishnah Mouth is trying to discuss whether the Ptur of Achila Gasa applies for all Dinei Achila. Right, you only find it in the Rambam in certain circumstances. The question is this a Din B'chol Torah Kula, that any time you have an Avera, which is an Avera of a Maisa Achila, does the Ptur of Achila Gasa apply? So first he brings the Araya. First he quotes our Gemara and says, "Oh, you see Achila Gasa applied to Yom Kippur." But what does he say at first? First he says, "There's no Raya necessarily from Yom Kippur because why?"
Yes, yeah,
exactly. Very important. He says from based on our overall sukkah. He says, "You never know, right? You don't know necessarily the fact that something is putter for Yom Kippur can't necessarily extend from Yom Kippur to everything else because perhaps." You know, the din of Yom Kippur is related based on the unique din of Yisur Gadaiti. And he points out, if you look at the Lashon of the Gemara, it's based on Los Uneh. So you could have said, based on that alone, that that it wouldn't necessarily, you know, carry over to Shar din of Achila. But he says, if you look at the next Memra, what's the next Memra in the Gemara? Truma. And what's the Drusha there?
Kiyochal
Prat Lamazis. He says, there it's clear from Truma that the Ptur of Achila Gasa really relates to the lack of Maisa Achila. And he brings two other contexts where he says, oh look, so not only by Truma do you see it's a din, the lack of Maisa Achila, he has two other Gemaras where also the Gemara seems to invoke the Ptur of Achila Gasa in the context of ordinary Dine Achila. So one of them is actually the Gemara Nazir, which is it. He says the fact that the Gemara brings up the Achila Gasa in the context of Nazir, in the context of the mitzvah of Achilas Karban Pesach, and he says, oh, the Pasuk formulates the mitzvah of Achilas of Karban Pesach in terms of the Lashon Bachila. This is the fact that the Gemara, in fact, the Gemara invokes, you know, tour of Achila Gaza there, implies that, you know, it relates to a Maisa Achila. That's one, that's another indication. And a third indication is the Gemara in Yevamos, which I should have had you guys see inside. But the Gemara in Yevamos, anybody able to gather what the context of the Gemara in Yevamos is from the way it's discussed? So, the Gemara in Yevamos, Memamralov, is discussing the mitzvah achilas menachos, right? The mitzvah to eat, you know, a mincha, a karban mincha. So in the context there, it's very important. The Gemara, in passing, basically, right, the Gemara is a havmina that maybe, you know, at one point it was talking about, you know, eating, you know, the mincha in the state of achila gasa, and the Gemara says, achila gasa, mishma achila? Does an achila gasa have the status of a maisa achila? The Amar Reish Lakish quotes our Gemara not by Truma, but by Yom Kippur. The Amar Reish Lakish, ha'ochel achila gasa b'Yom Kippurim, pater milo su'unet. So it's fascinating that the Gemara, the Stam Gemara in Yevamos, Mema Min Aleph, basically quotes the Petur achila gasa of Yom Kippur as a raya that achila gasa lo shmei achila. Right, in a completely different context, which has nothing to do with the Yisuvei Daita, everything to do with a Maisa Achila, it's a Maisa Achila of Karban Mincha. So again, the Mishnah Melech quotes, you know, again, Achila Gasa, the Drasha by Truma, which implies has to do with Achila, the application in Nazir by Karban Pesach, which has to do with an Achila, and lastly, the Gemara in the Yevamos, Mem Min Aleph, which is clearly the Lashon the Gemara, you know, implies has to do with the din of a Maisa Achila. So again, the Mishnah Melech says, from based on all that evidence, it's clear that B'chol Torah Kula, Achila Gasa, Lo Shmei Achila, and implicitly says, that seems to be Pshat in Yom Kippur as well. Again, he had a Havamina, that the Torah of Yom Kippur was a din and used to be Daite, but based on all his evidence, says, no, in the end of the day, we can now explain that the basis of the Petur of Yom Kippur is also the lack of Maisa Achila, and therefore once Achila Gasa, Lo Shmei Achila, so, you know, Mistam, that's going to apply the Chol Torah Kula as well, wherever you need a Maisa Achila, Achila Gasa, Lo Shmei Achila. And one last point in the Mishnah Melech, Lishitaso, right, he points out that once the nature of the Petur of Achila Gasa is that it's Lo Shmei Achila, he says there are two machalos asuros, which the koveya for which is not a maisa achila, and therefore the ptura of achila gasa will not apply. Anyone recall?
Yeah.
Exactly. But when it comes to basa machalos and klaya karen, so you're not going to get to, but it's on the list, you know, the Gemara and Pesachin, Chadam Aviz, says that generally you don't violate machalos asuros. Shiloka derech achila. Pashka, it's good when you eat something. Shiloka derech achila, that's not considered a maisa achila. But when it comes to the machalos asuros of basar b'chalon and klaya karen, Gemara says since the Torah doesn't formulate those yisurim in terms of the lashon of achila, so therefore they're going to be chayev even shiloka derech achila. So Mishnah Melech says, just like those are chayev shiloka derech achila, right, despite the lack of a maisa achila, so too, they would be chayev for achila gasa, despite the lack of a maisa achila, despite the fact that, right, achila gasa, lo shmei achila, because, in the day, the koveya for those dinim is not a maisa achila. But in short, the Mishnah Melech, and along with Rabbeinu Tam, Tosef Yishanim, and Tosef Rash, are basically saying that the vort, right, the basis of the Petur achila gasa for Yom Kippur is the lack of a maisa achila, and that's why the Mishnah Melech extends it, you know, to all, you know, to all dinim, the whole Torah. The last Mefarish we're going to discuss for now in terms of this approach, who also adopts, you know, this approach of Achila Gasa Lo Shmei Achila, is the Kovei Tzaharis. This is going to get to the point you made before. So this is the famous Kovei Tzaharis where Rav Elchanan, this is in Simen Ayin Gimel, Osios Gimel Tadalit. So this is where the Rav Elchanan famously develops, you know, two of the approaches that we've been developing. Right, he says there are two options. There are two ways to understand, you know, the nature of Inui Shalach. Do you get a chance to read it? Oh, yes, that's all we need for now. So what are the two approaches? Oh, okay. Does anyone remember the two approaches he develops in terms of what the nature of Inui of Achila and really all Inuyim are?
Either it was like, are the specific teaming, meaning like there's a specific inherent fissure in Achila, and but you couldn't necessarily apply that to other things, or there's just, or those are just like kind of like examples of ritual Inui?
Yeah. In other words, similar exactly what you're saying, he basically develops what we've been calling approach number one and approach two. And he says, there are two options, there are two ways to understand the nature of Inuyim in general, and specifically Inui Vachil. Either it could be all be about Bittul Inui, it's all about Yusuve Daite, not receiving Yusuve Daite Tainu from, let's say, food. What we've been calling 2A, and therefore the way he says it very clearly, according to that approach, you know, you don't need a Maisa Achila at all. It's all about Yusuve Daite, it's all about Bittul Inui, and therefore he says, if you have Yusuve Daite without a Maisa Achila, you'll violate. And if you have a Maisa Achila which doesn't entail Yusuve Daite, you won't violate, because according to that first, you know, the first way of understanding things, it's all about being Mevatel, the Inui, it's all about Yusuve Daite. So that's what we've been calling approach 2A. The other side he develops is what we've been calling approach number one. But that perhaps, you know, the Gedr HaDvarim is, it's all about Maisa Achila, Maisa Nilas Nesandol, etc., Maisa Sicha, Maisa Rechitza, etc., etc. According to that second approach, the Koveya, the Gedr of Inu Shel Achila, is the Gedr of a Maisa Achila. And therefore, there's no din of like Yisuve Daite per se. It's all focused on a Maisa Achila. And that's where, as Yehuda was referencing, that's where he ties this Chakira to Machokes Abaye and Rava in the context of Ni'ilas HaSatmal. So right in the Gemara in, I think it's Yevamos, Kuf Beis and Abayis sets up, as you guys did this with Rav Akiva, where the Abaye and Rava seem to have a back and forth about whether you, in order to violate the Inui of Ni'ilas HaSatmal, do you need to, you know, perform an actual, you know, Maisa of Ni'ilas HaSatmal? Does it matter whether the shoe has a shin minol, to be defined as an actual maisa of nilas asatnol, or as long as it doesn't matter whether it's a shin minol, as long as you know you got tainuk from it, that's going to be a bitul inui. So he sets up a machok as a bai rava, as a machok is between these two different approaches. Again, rava there who requires a shin minol is all about a maisa, and therefore in the context of achila, he would need a maisa achila, he'd be approached number one person. But a bai says it's all about bitul inui, thinks therefore you don't need a shin minol, and therefore in our context he would say, as long as you got Yusuve Daite from food, whether or not that was, you know, through the medium of a Maisa Achila, it wouldn't matter. Which is important to note, Rav Hanan only sets up two options, and it's like they're both extremes. Either it's only Maisa Achila, what we call approach number one, or it's only Bittul Inui / Yusuve Daite approach 2A. It's fascinating that he doesn't consider the possibility 2B, which is that maybe it's both. And we've been developing a lot of evidence which seems to point in that direction, you know, most, you know, clearly in the context of, you know, the Hanaz Grono and Hanaz Me'ayim, of those who require both, which Bepashas means because you need both a Maisa Achila, Hanaz Grono, and you need Yusuve Daite, Hanaz Me'ayim. And we'll see, you know, we've seen other indications as well, where you seem to need both. It's fascinating that Rav Hanan doesn't present that. For him, it's either one. It's either only Maisa, or it's all about Bittul Inui / Yusuve Daite. He doesn't consider the possibility of it being a combination, which is just important. But for our purposes, after developing that in Ayin Gimel, in Ayin Gimel Dalet, he goes on to quote the Gemara in Yevamos Mem Amaral, right? The Gemara in Yevamos that we just basically read before, and he says, oh, look, you have a Stam Gemara who seems to be on the side of Rav, on the side of what we've been calling approach number one, that the Koveya is a Maisa Achila. Because it says, right, the Gemara Nivamas, we just read before, basically quotes the Ptur of Achila Gasa of Yom Kippur in a completely different context of Achila's, you know, Menachos, which has nothing to do with Yisubi Daita, and it all has to do with a Maisa Achila. So Rav Hanan says, oh, you have Stam Gemara and Yevamos Mem Amaral, which clearly understands, you know, that the Gedder of Dvarim of Inui Shel Achila is all about a Maisa Achila, but only if you understand that Yom Kippur is about a Maisa Achila, does it make sense, does the Gemara in Yivamas Mem Manav make any sense where it says, oh, the fact that you have a Ptura of Achila Gasa Yom Kippur, that proves that Achila Gasa lo Shmei Achila. We're going to point out, like the Havmir and the Mishnah, that if you thought, you know, that the Geder of Yom Kippur, Inu Shel Achila of Yom Kippur, was all about Yisuve Daite, so you wouldn't have a Raya from the Ptura of Achila Gasa of Yom Kippur to Kol Tor Kula. Because like the Havmin and the Mishnah, you could have said, no, the Achila Gasa is limited to Yom Kippur, which is all about Yisuv Daite. But Mehechi Tesi, you know, how do you know that Achila Gasa also dictates that Achila Gasa lo Shmei Achila? So in short, the Rav Chanan, in line with this, you know, 1a, in line with the Bali Tosfos, right, Bali Tosfos, and Mishnah Melech, now the Rav Chanan are all saying, you know, that really the nature of the Ptura of Achila Gasa is Achila Gasa lo Shmei Achila.
Yeah. So if you're a two-way person, so then how do you understand that Gemara? That's...
Yeah, so we're going to get to that next time. We're going to get to the next time. The Pashtus, you're going to have to say it's like a Machlokas HaSugyos. The Inachanami, there's no even approach 2a is going to admit that there are certain Shittos in Elma
Omarayim. Like 1a does exist.
Exactly, according to some, we just don't hold of it. And we're going to see next time that there's like, you know, there's a fancy way of answering the question. Divrei Yechezkel has a fancy pshat, but we'll get to that next time. So Ad Kan has been, you know, called approach, you know, 1A in this section, that again, the nature, again, approach number one has been, you know, the Geder of Achila Gasa Yom Kippur is Mitzayer, and version A of that, 1A, has been that, you know, the nature of that Ptur is that, you know, such an Achila Gasa is lo Shmei Achila. So now we're going to start. Again, we have some extra time, but it seems like you guys are a little tired. So we're going to just do a couple minutes more, and then maybe we'll end early. We'll end a little early. So just to start off the, like, 1B, that the nature of the Ptura of Achila Gasa is not about, like, a lack of a Maisa Achila like 1A, but it's rather, like we referenced before, that Achila Gasa is treated as if it's an Achila, as an Ochel, She'ina Ro'i La'Achila. And it's like, I think it's a different understanding, not about there being a lack of a Maisa Achila, but a different idea that we treat Achila Gasa as if you're eating an Ochel, She'ina Ro'i La'Achila. Alright? So in terms of Makoros for this, we already saw two Makoros. Alright? We already saw that the Rambam and the Kolbo both formulate, right, both explicitly formulate the Ptur of Achila Gasa in the context of Yom Kippur as, you know, relating to this Ptur of Eino Ro'i La'Achila. Again, just to recall, remember the Rambam said clearly, where he says, Pater, in the context of Achila Gasa, Pater kini sha'achal ochlen she'enem ru'uyim la'achila. Again, very clear that the Ptur of Achila Gasa is very similar to the Ptur of an ochel, which is Eino Ro'i. Achila, and the Kolbo says the same idea. And Aaron pointed out before that the tour puts, you know, juxtaposes, we'll say, the tour of Achila Gasa next to the tour of Ochlam She'ena Marina L'Achila, which again could be an indication, not Mokroch, but could have a mashmaus in line with the Rambam and the Kolbo as well. But we also find other Rishonim, right, beyond the Rambam and the Kolbo, who also formulate the Ptura of Achila Gasa in terms of an Ochel She'ina Ro'i L'Achila. So, if you guys have time, you guys, anybody have time to see the next Tosfos Rishonim, which discusses Zar Shabbala?
Yeah?
So there, which I wanted to get toward the end, again, so there he's discussing that Memra, the Memra Pei Aleph of an Aleph of Rav Yochanan, which basically says that if one czar basically swallows chuma, throws it up, and someone else eats it, so the psak is the second guy who eats it is only chayav for the dzmei eats it. So right, the Tosfos Yerushalmi and the Tosfos Rashi, similarly in the Dvar Maaseh Zer Czar Shabbala, have a whole discussion about the nature of the ptur for that second guy. Right, is it based on ochel she'ena ro'i la'achila, or is it based on just the chuma being mischalalas? Details are not as important for us. The key for us is that towards the end of the piece in Tosfos Yerushalmi, so like seven lines from the bottom of the Tosfos Yerushalmi, it says Va'od. See Va'od de Bekula Sugya de Hacha. Can I see that? Aaron, you see that line?
Yeah.
So read it in
the Va'od de Bekula Sugya de Hacha, Mayri Bitvarim She'inan Ru'un La'Achila. asher kul kulam kigon achila gasa v'kosim seorim.
Oh.
He says achila gasa is one of the, as an example of someone that's in a movie.
Exactly. See, here you have the Tosas Yishonim, and Tosas Rosh has the same exact thing. That basically they include achila gasa within the category of the tour of ochlim she'inam ruuyim la'achil. Again, right, the context is important. I mean, context for us is less important. He's trying to say that therefore that must be shot in this memoir as well, because everything else, you know, all these other memoirs have to do with ochlim she'inam ruuyim la'achil. But for our purposes, it's important that he's characterizing the tour of achila gasa as being in the category of ochlim she'inam ruuyim la'achil. So again, not only do you have the Rambam, yes, so you have the Rambam, the Kolbo, the Tosas Yishonim, and the Tosas Rosh. It's the same presentation. And one last Rishon is the Me'iri. The Me'iri, again, also explicitly, you know, compares, you know, equates the Petura of Achila Gasa and the Petura of Ochlam She'enem Ru'iyam La'achila. So again, this is the Me'iri in Peyam Beis. Diramas L'Kishem. He has the following Lashon. Kishim, just as Shebi Arnu b'Mishnah ba'ochel ochlim she'inim ru'uyim la'achila shehu pater, just like I explained that there's a tour of ochlim she'inim ru'uyim la'achila, kach hadin, so too is the din ba'ochel ochlim ru'uyim ela she'ochlim achila gasa. Right, just right, the same way of a p'tur of ochel she'inam ru'uyim la'achila, that's the same p'tur as achila gasa of ochlam, which are generally ru'uyim la'achila, but because you eat them in a state of achila gasa, that turns it into ochlam she'inam ru'uyim la'achila. Then he adds a couple words later, sha'af al pisha achila zu ru'uyim la'ra'i, because even though this particular fruit, which in a vacuum is roi la'achila, and therefore is roi for someone who's hungry, still ina ru'uya l'saveh. It's since, right, it's as a food, it's not roi for this person in his state of being a saveh, being in the state of achila gasa, therefore, basically, the nature of the p'tur is the same. So in short, you have these, the list of five prominent Rishonim, Rambam, Kolbo, Tosas Rosh, Tosas Yishonim, and Me'iri, all formulating the nature of the Petur of Achila Gasa, not in terms of the classical understanding of, you know, Loshma Achila, but rather that it's the din of Ochel She'inam Ru'uyim La'achila. So the question that you have to ask, and we're not going to answer it this time, we'll end with this question, is, as we referenced earlier, it's very strange. If I were to ask you, you know, a breakdown, now, of one category of, you know, Peturim which relate to the Chefza, and one category of Peturim which relate to the Gavra. So, of the two, Chefza or Gavra, what does Achila Gasa seem to relate to? The Chefza, the food, or the Gavra, the state of the person? The Gavra, right? Nothing wrong with the food. You can eat any food, but as long as you as a Gavra are in the state of Achila Gasa, the Peturim of Achila Gasa applies. So, Achila Gasa, at first glance, seems to be all related to the Gavra. What? That's what we're about to ask. When it comes to the p'tur of ochel she'inam ru'uyim la'achila, what does that seem to relate to? The chafza, right? What is the state of the food? So given this discrepancy, and achila gasa seems to relate to the state of the gavra, and the p'tur of ochel she'inam ru'uyim la'achila seems to relate to the state of the chafza, so why do all these Rishonim, including the Rambam, formulate the Petur of Achila Gasa, which seems to relate to the Gavra, in terms of a Chafza? It seems to be very strange. Before I take any suggested answers, I'm just making it even stranger that if you can compare the Rambam's formulation in Shvisas Aser with the Rambam's formulation in Hilchos Trumos, where the Rambam is the other place where the Rambam formulates the Petur of Achila Gasa. So there, as you would expect, this is the Rambam in Hilchos Trumos, Perek Yud, Halacha Ches, and we'll have you see it tomorrow morning. So here when the Rambam formulates the Petur of Achila Gasa in the context of eating Truma, again the other Mevra, there he focuses on the Gavra, as you would expect. So here the Rambam says as follows, Hayasaveya v'katz b'mizono, again you're completely full and you're disgusted by the food, v'hosiv al sva'o ba'achilas Truma, and then you continue eating Truma, ena mashalim es achomesh, shenemar ki yochal, Right, you don't pay the chomesh because the lashon and the pasuk in regards to chomesh is kiyachon, and has Rambam formulate lo shiyazik es atzmo. But that excludes an achilagasa where you're being mazik yourself. So there, the Rambam formulates or the Torah of achilagasa on the gavra. Right, you are in a state of being full, and therefore, when you continue to eat, you're just hurting yourself. So again, just to highlight the question, why is the Rambam and everyone else, you know, formulating specifically by Yom Kippur, seemingly formulating the Torah of Achilagasa in terms of the Chatza, and not in terms of the Gavra as you'd expect, and the question is, you know, confounded, but the Rambam himself, in the context of Achilagasa, right, in the context of Achilagasa by Truma, formulates the Torah of Achilagasa in terms of the Gavra as you would expect. So that,
is that why Rashi at the bottom of the page just brought the Mazik as a Truma?
Yeah, we're going to get to that, exactly. Yeah, Mazik as a Truma, as you'll see, if you look very carefully, by Yom Kippur, see, do you want to prat l'mazik? First he says Lazet, and then he, at the end, he says Es ha'ochlen ve'es atzal. So we're going to have to figure out exactly. So similar discrepancy that we find in the Rambam's presentation of Achilagasa between Yom Kippur and Truma, we similarly find in Rashi, exactly as I meant to point out, in terms of how he formulates the Ma'arik, as both Gemara in both contexts says Prat L'mazik. It doesn't explain what, but yet Rashi explains the Prat L'mazik by Truma and Yom Kippur slightly differently, which again might highlight, you know, the perspective of Rashi and the Rambam on the nature of the of Yom Kippur. So we're going to figure out. We're going to answer that next time. So, like, what does that mean? If it's about a lack of a ma'isa achilah mitzad the gavra, so why are you formulating it in terms of the theft, so in terms of being open to it? So we'll stop here, and there'll only be a couple minutes left. Anyways, and I'll pick up with this tomorrow.